Before we begin this week's podcast, we have some sad news. We learned a couple days ago that a 500 listener who joined us last weekend in Las Vegas for the Vegas Internet Mafia family picnic became ill and passed away during her trip home to Pennsylvania on Tuesday. Jennifer Dunleavy was a participant on our Facebook group, and she was someone that we interacted with quite often on Twitter. I had a chance to speak with her at the opening event at Golden Gate, and she seemed quite lovely. And we're quite saddened by this news and obviously heartbroken for her husband, Ted. So we want to dedicate this podcast to Jen. Today is Sunday, October 25th, 2015, and this...
Let's face it, the desert gets hot.
Yeah, really hot.
We're talking over 115 degrees Fahrenheit on the worst days.
So if people in Vegas know how to do anything well, it's how to have fun inside.
It's 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 525.
Las Vegas, it all! Just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're going to give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're going to be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. Oh, we've got a lot to talk about today.
Yeah, we do.
Big action-packed show. I know we're not going to get to all of it, but we're going to plow through and see what kind of ground we can cover. We've got a bunch of news, some of it that we didn't get to last week when we did our live show. We've got perhaps some reviews. We've got some VIMF stuff to discuss and wrap up and some other miscellaneous observations from our trip. So many things. So I don't know. Should we start with news and
sure.
see where our rambling takes us? Let's do that. All right.
Rumor watch. It could be true, but it's probably bullshit.
This is a follow up to a previous rumor watch segment, and this one confirms that something we had discussed is indeed bullshit. All right. So. Yeah, Downtown Grand. Remember there were some rumors that it was for sale?
Yep.
Yeah, that's bullshit. There was a radio interview recently on NPR, the NPR affiliate in Las Vegas, with city manager Betty Fretwell. This is the first I've ever heard of Ms. Fretwell. I believe Chuck referred to her as a shredder.
Huh.
Fretwell.
Fretwell, yep. Guitar. Nice.
Anyway, she appeared on on the Vegas NPR station talking about several things, and among them was downtown and some of the developments there. And one of the things that she mentioned, I'm just going to read her quote. She said, "I had a long conversation with CIM, owners of Downtown Grand, and they communicated to me that the property is not for sale. In fact, they just sent me a letter this week saying that. I feel pretty confident that they are doing what they need to do to make the business successful for them and are continuing their commitment to downtown." So, I mean, obviously, you know, you never know for sure, but from the sounds of it, I don't see why they would communicate privately to a city official to just say that they're not selling unless it were true. So anyway, Downtown Grand is not for sale. Obviously, this property, we've talked about it many times since it's opened, and it's trials and tribulations, and it still has a long way to go. They are trying some things. You never made it over there during this trip, did you?
I did not. You stepped inside briefly.
I was there briefly. I played some Friends themed slot machines, which were boring as shit. But I wanted to see what the whole vibe of the place was with the table games now moved into the old high limit area in the back. It is a little awkward in there having the table games completely pushed to the rear of the casino.
That just makes no sense to me, because the table games are some of the liveliest parts of the casino, and especially when you've got when you're struggling like they are, you want to keep it as vibrant as possible.
Yeah, and I know. The craps tables are outside of the little tiny rooms in the back, the nooks, the table nooks that they've set up, but they're like just outside of it, so it's still kind of in the... they're still kind of hidden away, and
nobody puts tables in a corner.
And you shouldn't. And of course, they're only open like half of the day. They open at 2 p.m. or something.
Yeah.
We were talking, we spoke with a few people about this while we were in Las Vegas, just people who wanted to discuss what their opinions were of Downtown Grand. And everybody kind of agreed that if you're, it seems really odd that you wouldn't be able to make enough having the table games open, just a couple tables open all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I find it hard to believe they're not paying their dealers that much that, you know, having a couple dealers on duty at all times mm-hmm. would seem to be that big of an economical issue for them. But apparently it is. I don't know. It just seems like an odd decision. And they did fill in the space with, like, electronic versions of table games. So they have pop-up craps and all that kind of bullshit. But that stuff isn't nearly as fun as the actual real thing. So
push the button.
I was in there maybe, I don't know, it was shortly before noon probably. I don't remember which day it was, but it was extremely quiet in there. So I don't know. I hope they figure something out. They're trying, but
yeah,
they haven't quite hit it yet.
I hope that they do.
Yeah, me too. So there you have it. Not for sale. Caesar's Palace, I swear, they, as much as we shit on Caesar's Entertainment, Caesar's Palace keeps its, they keep that property up pretty well. Mm-hmm. The thing is constantly under renovation, and there are some new changes coming very soon. Most recently, you may recall, there were some big changes with the nightclub. They renovated Pure and turned it into Omnia. They moved the poker room. The sports book was, well, kind of shrunk down a little bit, but they put a nice big bar in right by the sports book. Mm-hmm. I like the looks of that.
I'm still afraid to try their, what is it, their Bloody Marys that are?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had one of the worst Bloody Marys in my life at Caesar's Palace, but yeah, that was at least a decade ago.
Okay, I think. So you're willing to give it another shot.
I'd give it another shot. They may have come up with something different. It was just, maybe it was a bad day. It tasted horrible. It's funny how memories last that long, though, of something bad.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yes, it was a decade ago, but I don't know if I'm ready to go back yet. I think I would. Anyway, the latest news from Caesars is that the Roman Tower, which is the oldest of the Caesars Palace towers, is going to become the Julius Tower. $75 million renovation. First of the renovated rooms will be available January 1st, 2016.
Somebody, I wish I could give them credit, suggested painting it orange.
I believe that was our friend Michigan State Mark.
Ah.
Yes. I don't think that's going to happen. But
I like the idea.
So these rooms, because, you know, we've talked about old hotels and old hotel towers many times and how the room footprint tends to be quite small. And that is the case with the Roman Tower. So, you know, they'll be nicely renovated. I'm sure they'll look and feel quite lovely, except for the fact that they're still going to be very small rooms. So you can't really do much about that short of combining rooms, but that's a lot more work and that's mm-hmm. not happening. So
they'll maintain to a point.
They said that Caesar's. They said that the starting point for the room rate for these rooms will be $149. So I'm curious what this will do as far as the hierarchy of rooms, of tower, you know, quality and pricing at mm-hmm. Caesars. They're always a tiny bit overpriced in my mind anyway. But so I wonder now, let's see. Centurion became Nobu.
Yep.
Is Forum Tower still a thing? I can't even keep track anymore because they've got so many freaking towers. Obviously, the newest ones were Octavius and Augustus.
Right.
Palace is in really good shape still, yep. or at least it was as of a couple of years ago. So Roman was always the one, if you were going to get their basic room, that was what you were going to get stuck with. So now I don't know if, and Forum, I know they renovated those. I'm pretty sure they did a couple of years ago. So maybe that'll be the bottom. I'm not sure. I don't know how they'll shuffle this now if they're previous crappiest room is now one of their nicer, newer rooms, although mm-hmm. small. We'll have to keep an eye on rates once they...
They'll brand it as a boutique something or other, won't they?
Yeah, they might. Who knows? There's a new restaurant coming to Caesar's
Palace. It's a shoebox, but it's a well-decorated shoebox.
Well, you know, if you're going to get a small room, at least you'd like it to be nicely decorated, nicely, mm-hmm. You know, feels appointed. Comfortable. We've had those rooms. And
Yeah.
Caesar's Palace is getting a new restaurant on December 15th. It's been rumored for a long time. I'll cut that out. Mr. Chow is an upscale family-style Chinese restaurant. It's going to be opening on the second story overlooking the pool, and it's going to have outdoor and indoor seating. There are a handful of Mr. Chow locations. I was looking at their website. They look kind of cool. They're all completely different. Like, they showed pictures of, there's one in London and one in Miami and a couple in New York, and they have completely different designs. So I have no idea what this is going to end up looking like, but it looks like a very nice space. A lot of people have been waiting for this restaurant, apparently. Hmm. It's been hotly rumored. And now it will be coming soon to Caesar's Palace in December. So if anybody tries it once it opens, please, please let us know how it is. Be curious to know the quality of food and experience and service and all that stuff. Okay. Since we're talking about things called Chow, as we mentioned on the last show, we dined at a restaurant downtown called Chow. It was Chef Natalie's restaurant. And one of the things we forgot to mention, it was really good. One of the things we forgot to mention, however, is during a chat with her, she mentioned that she has two new concepts coming. In addition to Eat and in addition to Chow, she's working on a bar as well as an old-timey diner. And I'm very intrigued and interested in the old-timey diner concept.
Yeah.
And I don't know where downtown. I'm assuming they'll be downtown since that seems to be kind of her place. But I'm curious where that will be, and I look forward to it. I hope it ends up happening.
Mm-hmm. I'm impressed with what she's done so far.
Yep.
I really love Eat, and our food at Chow was great.
Yep.
And the other thing, we probably mentioned this last week, but I might not remember because I was drunk.
Really?
It was reasonably priced. It was not expensive at all.
No, it was great, great value. So looking forward to those, but I thought I'd mention that since I think we forgot to mention that while we were discussing our review. We were kind of getting toward the end of our time, and we were rushing to get through, and I realized afterwards, shit, we forgot to mention that. And that could be considered a 500 exclusive.
Ooh.
All right. Let's talk about a new bar downtown.
FremontStreetBoss.com, FremontStreetBoss.com, FremontStreetBoss.com.
We were going to check this place out, but it wasn't open.
So we walked by and peered in the windows.
Yes. So there's this new structure, this new place. Let's call it a new venue, since it's called The Venue. And it is an event space for like wedding receptions and corporate events and whatever else people want to rent it out for. But in addition to the private event space, there are a couple public spaces as well. One of them is a comedy club called The Comedy Spot, and the other one is a cocktail bar called Virtue Vice. Now, they had a grand opening on the 14th of October, and that was mainly just to show it off to the media. We did not go because we were not yet in town. But we were just getting into town at that point. So then I've kind of thought, well, good, maybe the bar will actually be open over the weekend. And we walked by the bar, and it was not yet open. They have a nice big neon sign on the corner, though. It's located
It's a cool-looking sign.
Yeah.
And from what we saw from the outside, it looked pretty nice.
Yeah, space looks really nice from peering through the window. Mm-hmm. It's right across from the Container Park, so it's not too, you know, not too difficult to get to if you're downtown anyway. And it's the Virtue Vice is going to be, or it is, once they actually open, 75-seat cocktail bar. They're going to be open Thursdays through Saturdays. And again, no idea when exactly they will start those hours, but it's coming very soon. The fact they had the sign lit up and that they have their little media day says it should be fairly soon. So I'm curious to check that out. We always like to see what's going on in the new bars downtown. And I'm sure that will be a delicious place to
imbibe
and drink and do all those things.
And indulge in vices.
Can you tell that I'm still like exhausted from Vimph?
Yes.
I have been sleeping
so much. Yeah.
I know. We've been back since what?
I've been napping my usual amount plus some, but then you've been really
Hitting Sunday.
The couch hardcore.
It's Sunday. We've been back since Tuesday, and all of a sudden I need 16 hours of sleep a day. What the hell? It's ridiculous. I get up for a couple hours in the morning, crash on the couch at 9, out till noon, ready to sleep again at about 3 p.m. It's insane. So I hope that shit gets back to normal soon, because I'm tired of being sluggish all the time.
But yeah.
Vimph kicked my ass.
In a good way.
It was a wonderful time, but oh my God.
Yeah. Recovery is hard. The struggle is real.
I know. It really is. So if I'm a little sluggish on the show today, that's why. I'm just hard to get back to normal, you know?
Yeah.
All right, we got some more news to talk about. My mind is all over the place. And
yep.
Okay, we don't talk about Rio a heck of a lot. there is some news there. Las Vegas Advisor reported yesterday that the Rio Seafood Buffet is closing on November 8th. I've been puzzled by the fact that this thing has been open as long as it has, to be quite honest, because they have two buffets. They've got their seafood buffet and then the regular Carnival World, which has been around for a long time
it's
and is huge.
Every Travel Channel show about buffets.
It was kind of a pioneering buffet back in the day.
Yeah.
It was the first one to have individual food stations instead of just a row of troughs.
And it was the largest one for a while, wasn't
it? Yeah, I think so. Of course, everyone else is caught up and in most cases surpassed it. Last time, I don't know, it's been a few years. Last time I was there, might have been on a guy trip. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Still, the quality was still decent. But again, that was probably 6 years ago or something.
But then you have to go all the way over the Rio and...
Yeah, I wouldn't go out of my way for it. But so the seafood buffet, that shtick was that it was like mostly seafood, obviously. And people are really...
We had that, but that was... Again, probably a decade ago.
And I didn't really enjoy it that much. I didn't think it was that great.
No, and the only reason we went, we had a 2-for-1 coupon or something.
Yep.
And it was like it was fine for that, but full price, no way.
Yep. So the plan now is to incorporate the seafood aspect into the regular Carnival World Buffet and have it be an add-on. So I'm not exactly sure if it'll be like a separate little section or how exactly they're going to maintain that as a, you know, as an add-on where... If you can only go to this part, if I don't know how that'll work, but anyway, Caesar's always looking to add on stuff, so it'll make the buffet of buffets structure even more complicated than it already is. You can add on the Caesar's and Rio buffet for an extra $14.95, and if you want the seafood option, add on another $7.95. I don't know how the fuck that's gonna work, but
yeah, that sounds about right though.
Yeah.
Late breaking news from Rio Gray from the Vegas Solo. Oh my god. My dog is chewing on the microphone
cord. That's all we need.
So, yeah. She posted that Rock of Ages is moving to Rio.
It's still rumored. We talked about that last week.
Oh, we did? Oh, well, I was drunk.
It's rumored. Johnny Katz is reporting. It's rumored that it'll end up at the Crown Theater.
Okay.
And there was a little bit more in the Review Journal today reiterating that rumor. So, time will tell. But
okay.
Yep.
That's my excuse for everything last week.
I was drunk.
Yes.
I didn't think that you were really that inebriated during our show.
No.
I don't know. You were during match game.
I was during match game, and I was definitely inebriated during the after party.
Oh, so many fun. We'll talk more about that.
We'll talk more about that in detail.
All right. So let's talk about some show stuff since you mentioned shows. Harrah's has a new show coming. It's from the producers of X Burlesque, X Rocks, and X Comedy. It's called X Country.
Huh, how creative.
I know. It's going to be just like X Rocks, which is a topless show where chicks dance to rock music, except for this time it's country music.
See, this does not make sense to me.
No?
No, because rock music, you know, heavy metal, that's...
It's stripper music.
Right. Exactly. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Country music?
Doesn't seem to lend itself as well.
No.
But I don't know. Maybe I'm missing
something. Maybe there are some topless country bars. I don't know.
Get away from there. Oh, my God. We had so many people ask us about Max because they hear us constantly...
talking about him during the show.
Trying to...
Sometimes in disparaging terms.
He's trying to... I don't know.
You want a list of things he tried to chew on today?
Oh, my God.
Me. My foot. My knee. My nightgown. My arm. Microphone cable.
Dryer sheet.
Paper towel. Pillow. Zoe again.
He's a handful. Anyway.
And he's got like 20 toys over there.
X Country. 10:30 show at Harrah's. Sundays through Thursdays beginning November 22nd.
Who are some of the artists that they'll be shaking their titties to?
Well, thank you for asking. They include Taylor Swift. Well, Shake It Off. Well, that's not a country song, though.
I immediately thought, shake your boobs.
Yeah, you can.
Shake your boobs.
But I don't know if they actually changed the songs, but yeah. Okay.
Oh, I'm going to for this segment.
Garth Brooks.
I've got boobs in low places.
Oh, that's not a selling point at all.
No.
No. That's not going to get him in the door.
No.
Low-hanging boobs are not a selling point. All right, Hank Williams Jr.?
There's a tear in my boobs. I don't know. There's
a hole in the... No, that doesn't... I don't know.
I don't know a lot of Hank Jr.
Patsy Cline?
I shake my boobies after midnight out in the moonlight.
Who wants to see somebody talk? Patsy Cline is amazing.
Patsy Cline's classic and wonderful, and I enjoy listening to her, but where do
boobs come
in?
That doesn't match up at all. I'm puzzled by this. Well, tickets start at $36. Pretty affordable. That's pretty low ticket price.
I have a feeling discounts are going to be readily available.
36 is, I mean, usually they're...
If somebody goes to see this, please, for the love of God, let us know.
Yeah, how this works. I don't know. I'm not trying to say that, you know, toplessness is exclusive to the rock genre, but it seems to lend itself a little better.
Yeah.
I'm thinking. I don't know. All right. Well, good luck. The producers of the X series, making quite a little, they got quite a little thing going with their four shows.
I know how you hate line dancing. Would topless line dancing do anything for you?
No.
Okay.
No, it just would. It would take away. You would think that. So you would think that.
Don't tell my boobs, my achy breaky boobs.
Naked breasts would make something as unappealing as line dancing more appealing. And yet it's the other way. It's like, no, the line dancing makes the boobs less appealing. It doesn't work. I don't know why. All right. Just down the street at Flamingo, Donnie and Marie are sticking around. They've received an extension through at least 2016, according to the Las Vegas Sun. So that's good for anybody who wants to see Donnie and Marie.
And a lot of teeth.
They've been around for a while now. I think 2008 is when they started their run.
Yeah,
so
they've been there for more than a year.
2008 would be more than a year, wouldn't it? All right, let's talk about MGM Resorts. We've got two stories to end on here. One is that there are going to be some changes to the M Life Players Club, which is never good for the player.
No.
Effective on December 15th, according to their announcement. They've got a bunch of things. I just thought I'd cover a couple of them that pertain to Las Vegas. Express comps will only be earned for machine play, not table games.
Huh.
So
if you're a table player,
you're fucked. Which is weird because typically MGM treats table game players better than machine players.
Right.
If you play video poker, you're not getting shit at MGM.
You're getting shit on at MGM. Yeah.
So anyway, now they're going to shit on their table game players too. Sapphire level, this is another one. This is lame. Sapphire, which is, I believe, their lowest level, which means that's where we're at.
Right.
Because we haven't played there a lot. I actually checked my M Life balance the other day, and mm-hmm. I have 0 points this year. I've not played, which is that couldn't be right. I played at Aria last time we were there, didn't I?
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
I don't know. It showed I had 0 points, so whatever. Sapphire level, points and comps expire after 6 months rather than 12.
Maybe that's, well, no, because
I don't know.
You played there in June.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, so that kind of sucks. The other levels are still 12 months, but if you don't put any points on your card in 6 months, you're going to lose your stuff at MGM Properties. They've changed their pricing for show discounts. I think previously they had like percentage discounts, and now they're going to do some changes. So it's like a flat price depending on your card level. I don't know, who cares? Platinums no longer get turndown service. What the fuck is up with turndown service? Have I bitched about this before? Why do people like turndown service? It's stupid.
When we were Diamond at Caesars, though, they gave you little cookies.
That's fine.
That was delicious.
Give me cookies or chocolate, but who gives a shit about somebody turning down your fucking blankets? How fucking lazy are you that you can't pull your blankets back on your own before you climb into bed?
I think it's more about the little treat.
That's fine, then. Just
leave me some cookies.
Open the door and set it inside. You don't need to touch my bed. people get all bonery over a turndown service. It's like, really? That's exciting to you? I don't think it doesn't give me any feeling of like
anything anywhere in your pants.
Anywhere on anything. And finally, elimination of best table available dining reservations for Noir. See, they're even slapping their highest card level,
wow,
the invitation only Noir level. They still have guaranteed dining reservations, but not best table available.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. Thanks for...
That was probably subject to the restaurant's discretion anyway.
I guess. So, that's what's happening with M Life. I should probably play the Rumor Watch music for this next one.
Rumor Watch. It could be true, but it's probably bullshit.
Wanted to play that again.
Of course I did. I love that. Big, big time rumor here from our friends at Vegas Tripping. This is an interesting one, and it's going to cause all kinds of hell if it happens, which mm-hmm. I think it probably will, because
yeah,
this is the kind of shit that's going on. Vegas Tripping reports that MGM Resorts is planning to begin charging for parking at all of its strip casino parking ramps.
Boo.
I know. I think the timing would be sometime around when the new arena opens, which is coming next year.
Don't mind me, Max. It's just tearing my arm off.
Now, when I first saw this headline, I thought, okay, there have been a lot of issues related to parking in the arena, so maybe they're just going to start charging when there are events there. Events at the arena? That is not the case. According to this rumor, it would be regardless of player club level, regardless of hotel reservations. It would be all the time. Everyone's getting charged. Now, of course, they could offer some things where you can exchange M Life points for parking, things like that. But still, you're playing.
You're paying.
Yeah, which you won't if you're a Sapphire. MGM officials will neither confirm nor deny it. Unlike the Mirage rumor, which they flatly denied multiple times. So that, again, the fact they won't comment on it lends a little bit of credibility to the rumor.
And that, didn't Jimbo say in a press conference recently that you have to pay for parking pretty much in any city?
Exactly. So that interview we talked about a few weeks back that he did, Surly Jimbo, which I thoroughly enjoyed.
Except for the whole, now I'm going to charge you for parking thing, but I do like Surly Jimbo.
Yeah, he pretty much called Las Vegas locals a bunch of lazy whiners, and it was related to the parking, because he said, quit whining. Any other city in America, if you're going to park within a half mile of wherever you're seeing the event, you're going to be paying $50 for it, and...
Maybe not 50.
Well,
he said 50, but
I don't think he said 50. I think I'm saying 50, but it's true. If you pay, if you're close, if you go to a football game today in any city and you're within a few blocks, you're paying $50 to park there.
Yeah, baseball not so much because it's a longer season and.
So.
But if you want to get close to Target Field, it's like 15, 20, 10.
Part of that interview too was where he discussed that he's not really that concerned about people not gambling because the income is coming from other places. And then there's this whole thing about how they're doing all kinds of things to look at efficiencies and squeezing every penny out of everything. And apparently this is probably part of that. Unfortunately, once this happens, assuming it does, which I do think it will, Caesars is going to follow suit. And there are a couple reasons. First of all, because they can.
Right.
Secondly, because if they don't, then suddenly all the people who would have otherwise parked free at MGM are going to park at Caesars.
And walk over to MGM.
And, I mean, I suppose Caesars could
implement... They might get some business from it, people parking there and walking through their properties, but...
That's just it. Anybody who doesn't follow through on the strip is going to end up absorbing... It could end up screwing their customers because then there's not parking for their customers.
And right.
Are they going to implement like a whole bunch of validation rules where if you play for a certain amount of time or eat in a restaurant or blah, 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 you can get validated. Or if you're staying there, obviously that some of those things may come. I don't know. I don't know what this is. It'll be interesting to watch the dominoes and how they fall on this one if it happens.
And that's screwing a lot of people. A lot of people drive up from California. A lot of people rent cars. It doesn't affect us personally that much, but it'll affect a lot of people we know. And
A lot of people. It's a huge, huge thing. So,
And it'll affect how people come and go from properties too. You have to pay every time you park.
Presumably, I suppose they can do some things where it's a you pay once for a certain amount of time or something. But I don't know. There's still a lot of details unknown. Obviously. It's not an official thing, but VT generally has some pretty solid sources, and they said they have multiple sources. So knowing the trends and knowing, especially with MGM, where they're doing things like testing out drink tickets that print off at the bar for a certain amount of money, they're tightening things up.
Yep.
Given all of that, I'm giving this a 77% likelihood of happening, unfortunately. I wish that it were.
Yeah.
I wish I could say this is bullshit, but I think this one is probably going to happen. True. Fuck, stop it, you guys. Nobody wants to pay for every little thing, and you're just aggravating your customers.
It's going to be like airlines where like certain airlines charge you for everything.
Right.
And then it's no fun because you feel like you're being nickel and dimed.
Just the whole, I understand some of this stuff as far as economics, but the structuring.
I understand that it's a business and they have to make money. I get
the
that.
Structuring of it fucking just pisses people off. The fee thing, obviously everybody's been bitching about resort fees since those came along. And regardless of whether or not the actual room rates declined and it offset and all that stuff, you know, the idea of a fee pisses somebody off, pisses a lot of people off, regardless of whether or not it all ends up being equal at the end. The other thing too with this, with this parking thing, I was thinking about it, with the resort fees thing, it obviously affected all the competitors because of the whole third party travel agency thing online and
right.
search results. The parking doesn't really have that factor. So conceivably, others could say, no, we're not doing this. But then you have the problem with the overflow and the mm-hmm. people moving and filling up the ramps and all. So, shit, I don't know. It's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
It's ugly. I don't like it. I'm sorry to hear that it is probably happening. And I'm sure once it becomes official, we will discuss it more at length. And once we have all the details and how this is going to work. But boo. I say boo.
I echo your boo.
Shame on you, Jim.
Damn it, Jimbo.
All right. So I think we're caught up on most, if not all, the news. I feel like I'm probably forgetting something. It's weird when we're in Las Vegas, I'm just so shut off from everything, you know, as far as what's going on. Cause I'm not
it's
really...
kind of great because we came back and I'm like, oh, yeah, there's a presidential race, isn't there?
Yeah, I know. I do kind of.
It was so
like...
nice to not hear anything about that, even though they had a debate in Vegas just before I got there. It was just so nice to not
any
even.
Of yeah. Yeah. So I, like I said, I probably missed something here, but these are all the big items that I wanted to talk about this week anyway. If there's other stuff that crosses my radar, I'm sure we will talk about it next week. In the meantime, let's talk about our friends and sponsors at...
Viator, it gives you more!
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, you may recall last week, our friends at Viator gave one lucky VIMF attendee a $300 gift certificate. I just wanted to kind of close the loop. That was a corporate thing to say. Close the loop on that whole thing.
You're going into an office one day a week and look what's happening
I know,
to
suddenly
you.
I'm a corporate schmuck again. The winner was, his Twitter name is Away in a Weekend. I had a chance to meet this gentleman. His name is Mike and his lovely... I was going to say girlfriend, but now fiance, Kylie, they got engaged just before VIMF.
Yay.
I know. I was very happy for them. They got engaged at Cosmopolitan, I believe, on a terrace.
Oh, awesome.
Or at least in a terrace room. And I was so excited that when I met them, I hope I didn't scare her. I gave Kylie a gigantic hug. I was so happy for her. And they're like, we thought you were going to make fun of us for getting engaged. And I'm like, no, that's fucking awesome.
That's
you got
great.
Engaged in Vegas and everything is great. And
yeah.
I'm so happy for them. And they won a $300 gift certificate from our friends at Viator, which
Yay.
Is really cool, too. And a nice way to celebrate their engagement.
I like how people think you're going to make fun of them.
I know. I have a reputation for being such an ass. everybody assumes that. I think Max might
close
be
the
destroying
door just a
some of my stuff. Oh, there he comes with one of my pillows. Hey.
Hey, that's a good one, too.
Max destroyed one of my pillows a few days before VIMF. It's his new hobby now, to come running out of the bedroom with one of my pillows in his mouth. He is Satan's spawn. That's what he is. So anyway, let's power through here and talk more about Viator. Oh, it's good to be home, isn't it?
It's something.
One of the things that we talk about with Viator often is adventurous activities, like helicopter, like living with a boxer that wants to chew on your socks while you're wearing them. Oh my God. I'm so glad this isn't on video. One of the things that we talk about, helicopter trips and ATV tours and all kinds of stuff. However, Viator has a lot of other things. They have event tickets. Were you aware they had event tickets on Viator?
No.
They do. So, for example,
I'll catch my breath.
Let's say you're going to New York. One of the things you have to do when you go to New York is see a Broadway play, correct?
You don't have to, but it's nice.
A lot of people do. So, Viator has you covered for Broadway plays. They have tickets to Kinky Boots and Les Mis and Wicked. You saw Wicked in London, didn't you?
I did.
I bet they have London tickets too. But anyway, New York, Jersey Boys, Phantom, Lion King, Aladdin, Book of Mormon, all the big Broadway shows. If you don't want to go to a Broadway show, but you want to, you know, check out the history of Broadway, they have a walking tour of Broadway. So you can check out all kinds of cool stuff around that area. Whether you want an adventure, boxer free, preferably. Or you just want to check out a cool show while you're somewhere on vacation, you can do it through our friends at Viator. They've got you covered. Viator.com is the website. As you know, awesome iOS and Android apps that many of our listeners downloaded last week, if they hadn't already. And if you're going to book something through Viator, please use our link at 500bymidnight.com. It tells Viator that you love them and love us and everybody is happy. Thank you, Viator, very much again for the $300 gift certificate giveaway, as well as for being our beloved sponsor amidst the chaos that's happening in our home.
Oh, my God.
Did he settle? It seems like he settled down. What
for
was
now.
That little burst? He went crazy. Fucking dogs.
He goes crazy.
I guess.
He just Oh, okay.
He's
got the look,
doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. You just lay down and play with that toy.
Next week, we're going to give one lucky listener a 3-year-old boxer. You just have to come and pick him up. Oh, my goodness. All right. So, as you know, last week was the Vegas Internet Mafia family picnic. We're still reeling over it. It was quite a weekend.
It was amazing.
We covered a bunch of stuff on last week's show. We talked about the events that had already happened. Anything else you want to say about the things that happened before the main event? Hot dog eating. Oh, one thing. I feel a little bit, not bad, but I feel, yeah, I do feel a little bad. I think I'm happy with the winners that we chose.
Uh-huh.
I think they're all very deserving.
Yes.
I feel a little bad for the dude who dressed up in a hot dog suit and didn't get any.
Yeah.
He had like, you know, but he.
Effort. There was effort there.
I know. It takes a lot to put on a hot dog suit and walk around in public. And although maybe he made some bucks on Fremont afterwards.
Yes.
Standing out there dressed like a hot dog, somebody might throw you some change. Mm-hmm. But he didn't have the dog eating technique down like some of them did. So we were going for the full package. But we do appreciate the costuming. Effort. That was a fun time.
It was great.
We were not daunted by bad weather. Yeah. We continued.
The thing I feel bad about is that the hot dogs were really hot and people burned their mouths.
They were scalding
in the contest. Yes. Oh,
I hope no one got injured.
Yeah.
Oh well. We had some winners. We had some fun. We had some hot dogs.
It was awesome.
I never got around to having a 5-hun dog this trip.
I didn't either.
I feel bad about that, too, but shit happens, you know.
Next time.
There's always a next time. Other events beforehand. I guess we covered those pretty extensively. But one thing I would encourage everyone to do is, in addition to this podcast that you're listening to, download Vegas Gang and download the Vegas Tripping Podcast. They not only are making available their freestyle podcast from the undercard, which was a lot of fun, which includes the newest edition of Misnomer's poorly researched History of Las Vegas,
which is hilarious. Does it include your rant on demand segment?
No, that's not on there, thank goodness. And then
come on, that was good.
I don't know. I don't want to listen back to it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was recorded or not, but I don't know if I want to hear it. It was fun. Better than last year. I ate shit last year. This year I only maybe moderately ate shit. But the Vegas Tripping match game from the main event, that segment is also, I believe, in the Vegas Tripping podcast feed. So check those out. The Vegas Tripping match game was a lot of fun. Special guest panelist this year, the gazillionaire from Absinthe.
That was cool.
That guy was great. He was hilarious. And you were a panelist again this year, and you were fantastic, as always.
Thank you.
Because you have a dirty mind, and that lends itself well to this game. Lots and lots of fun. And the winner was our friend Michaela, and she was tremendous.
Yes.
I'd say probably the best contestant they've ever had on the VT match game, as far as those that I've witnessed. She was very funny. Mm-hmm. That was a great time.
Yeah.
So then after...
I'm playing with Max if I'm...
After the main event...
I'm trying to keep him from destroying our house.
I appreciate you multitasking. After the main event was the finals of the Vimtucky Derby, Sigma Derby tournament, and miraculously... Same winner as last year.
Yeah.
Mary won 2 years in a row. What are the odds of that?
I know.
Crazy. So next year she's going to have to go for the triple crown.
Didn't the 200-1 hit during the final round too?
Is that what happened?
I didn't witness it.
I just heard that she won and I was like, that is, I never thought somebody could win 2 years in a row.
Yeah, she did.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations, Mary. Yes. That is awesome. After that, there was a little bit of a break. We had dinner, blah, blah, blah. And then... the big after party at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Daughtry was performing. It was really nice. We had a kind of the elevated VIP section, which was ideal.
They separated us from everybody, which was great.
Very smart idea. It was ideal because we were able to, in addition to enjoying the show, we were able to like hang out and chat and bullshit and talk and laugh without disturbing people who actually paid.
Right. I apologize so much. I'm like, I usually don't talk during shows, but this is my only chance to talk to some of these people. So,
it was great though, because it was set up in such a way that there were like social areas, like couches and stuff. And they were away from the railing where people who were
watching the show
were hanging out at the railing and watching there.
Yeah.
And it was great because I was standing at the bar talking to somebody at one point and Alistair, who was there from the UK, came and grabbed me. He's like, are you hearing this? And I'm like, what? And he pulled me up to the railing. And Daughtry was having like a career meltdown on stage. It was fucking fantastic. He was talking about how like that last song is from our first album when things were still going well. I couldn't believe the way he was slamming himself. He said something like, who has the fourth album, and a couple people, there was a smattering, and he said, yeah, you didn't make it past the second song, did you? Like, holy shit, this guy needs a therapist bad. He sounded good, though. It was a fun show.
Yeah. We all sang along to I'm Going Home.
We did. The two lines of it that I know. Mm-hmm. I knew this was going to happen. Everybody turns around as soon as the song starts. I'm like, fuck, now I got to be into this and sing along. And I didn't have a lighter. I thought I was going to have a lighter. It was awkward. Shit. They've got some big fucking drinks at that event center.
Oh, my God.
Which I appreciate, because a lot of times you go to a concert and you get a drink and you're like, well, shit.
And it's in a Dixie cup.
I know. By the time you get back to your seat, it's half empty. And here you get like...
It was like a big gulp.
I know. 32 ounces or something. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Yes, I will have the large for $5 more. Well yeah. worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, I might have had two of those, which is the equivalent of...
two. I had way more than two.
Yeah.
People were buying... So we grabbed one on the way in.
I remember having two.
A couple people bought me more. Uh-huh. I had five maybe, and I didn't hit the bathroom until well after that concert. I don't know how I had that much liquid in me.
The bathrooms are really nice.
Are they?
Yeah, because I went right after the concert was over. And
oh yeah, you missed some stuff when that was happening too.
I did.
That's good to know. Yeah. So yeah, the events. So it's, one of the
they're
things.
Not, they're like actual bathrooms. I mean, they're portable buildings, but they're not like porta potties at all. They're like actual, like they've got sinks and it's nice. Really nice.
As Derek mentioned during his Vegas Gang interview last year, of course, the event center was very new and they had some issues with beer sales during Sammy and lines were long.
No issues with alcohol sales, at least where we were.
And there weren't as many people as for Sammy, but there were plenty of places to buy a drink very quickly, and you can tell the way they have it set up is much more efficient. Mm-hmm. So you can get your booze on at a concert at the event center without any problems. They're having a lot more events there too. They had another concert last night, and I know they've got some boxing coming up and all kinds of stuff.
Is that where they had the UNLV thing a couple nights ago?
That was a couple nights ago. Last night they had a couple bands playing again. So anyway, so it was a fun time. We got a chance to talk to a lot of people during that and just hang out and shit, it was so much fun. Yes. And then after the concert, there was just an ongoing. there was a lot of booze. So one of the things that I've said many times about VIMP to help people kind of understand it who haven't been there, you hear all about the events and the things that are happening, the concert and the main event and all these things, but there are so many things that happen in between, just individually to each of us, the VIMP moments that unless you were there. It's not even worth talking about too much because you're not going to completely grasp it. It's those Vegas moments that we've all had during our Vegas trips, but it's like amplified and elevated. And
you're sitting at your desk the next week just shaking your head and laughing.
Did that happen? Did I see that?
Did I do that? Yeah.
Yeah. There were a lot of those following the concerts at Long Bar and at Bar Prohibition.
Yes.
And
yes, there were.
Wherever people ended up. It was a lot of fun. That night was crazy.
It was crazy and fun and
yeah. So the next morning was the first ever Hangover Cup gambling tournament at Golden Gate.
I was having my own Hangover Cup in our room.
I went down there and checked things out a couple times. It was very cool. The high limit room, they had all the tables set up and they had the huge trophy. Trophies are cool, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's cool that you win money, obviously. Who doesn't like money? But then when you walk away and you have a big fucking trophy that says you were the winner, that's awesome, too. And so there's this really cool trophy, and about a dozen people participated. It came down to the last hand, from what I understand, which is amazing that, you know, the whole tournament comes down to that. And I believe the winner was Jason, so congratulations to him. Very, very cool that everybody participated in that. And I think Vegas Tripping has an article covering that event as well.
A lot of play-by-play, and I think it'll get bigger.
I think
there'll be a lot more participation.
People who were in it had a great time. I think next year it is going to be larger and better than ever, assuming we do this again. I do the tournament again next year. Obviously individual events haven't been discussed, but VIMP is happening or some variation thereof, but yes, there is going to be an event next year. So that was, if you listen to the Vegas Gang podcast, Chuck alluded to that as well as some tentative dates. And it sounds like it's probably no surprise or no secret that we will be returning to the D in Golden Gate.
Yep.
I believe that's the plan, at least tentatively. So if you were, I know a lot of times before this event, people were saying, we can't wait to go next year. And I'm like, it's never a sure thing that there's going to be a next year.
Right.
But this year was,
This year, people...
Everything went so well.
Everything went so well, and...
Sounds like the planning was less stressful than in past years, mm-hmm. based on what Chuck and Hunter said, and it was just a good spirit and good attitude and good vibe about the whole thing.
Yeah, and I think this is one of those trips... I know it was this way for us, and I think it was this way for a lot of people, where before we left, we wanted to come back.
Yeah, yeah.
We were already starting to get ideas for the next trip and, yep. and the next VIMP, or... Yeah. It might change. I don't know. The next event, we'll yes. call it event.
So then
yeah.
the final event was bingo, which was funny and crazy and bizarre. Great turnout. Very happy to see how many people showed up for the bingo event.
Yeah.
The showroom was, you know, very well. It was set up a little different, so it wasn't like the same number of people as the main event, but it was mm-hmm. pretty full.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah, the turnout for that was fantastic.
Yeah, it was really great. And
also
so,
the profits on that.
I know, you won. So there were six games, and you won two of them.
I know.
You were hungover. You barely made it out of bed for
I
that
I barely
thing.
Made it out of bed, but it was financially worth it for
and
me.
And as soon as it was over, you went back to bed.
I did.
It was hilarious. Our friends at Denton, Dallas, and Beyond, and you can bet on that, powered through their podcast while Chuck was yelling
oh
out numbers.
God.
It was hilarious.
It was so... And Carmen was even playing bingo and podcasting at the same time.
That was extremely impressive.
Yes.
But it was fun to see them just powering through and doing their show almost yeah. as if nothing was happening, and yet this madness is happening with
right.
Chuck calling out numbers every couple seconds.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. both podcasts did
oh, it was fun.
An excellent job. Can't wait to listen back.
That event was a great addition, and I think people really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was a good time. So I want to thank... one of our listeners, Travis Forbes, because he sent me a portable phone charger just before. It's one of those portable battery pack things.
Mm-hmm.
And that allowed me to do some periscoping without having to worry about my phone dying.
Nice.
So I did the whole, when it opened, I did the whole parade from Golden Gate all
oh,
the way
wow.
to the mannequin piss statue and the opening ceremonies there. And I know a bunch of people were periscoping that. So I know it was kind of nice for people at home to be able to follow along and participate in
yeah.
some aspects of it. It's not the same, but...
I could barely hold my drink and walk at the same time, much less hold the drink periscope and walk at the same time.
Parade.
So I'm glad other people...
The parade was ridiculous because people are like, what the hell's going on? Chuck
yeah.
had the megaphone with music playing and people are looking and some are high-fiving and some are just... It was odd.
Yeah.
Great fun. So anyway, thanks to Travis for the phone charger. That was very, very helpful, and I hope you got a chance to check out some of the Periscope action. Lots of photos and video and all kinds of stuff. If you were following along at home, you got a taste of it. But once again, and we mentioned this last week, but you can't say it enough, our hosts at the D and the Golden Gate, and I just said the Golden Gate, didn't I? The D
That's
and
okay.
Golden Gate and Downtown Event Center, they outdid themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite amazing, the red carpet that was rolled out for us.
Yeah.
The VIMP artwork was everywhere. The marquees.
That was
the
cool.
Video screens on the ATMs in the casino. The
right. The
frame on the photo booths.
Yes, the photo booths.
It was quite impressive to see all of this stuff welcoming us and making us feel like, you know what, this is yours.
Yep.
This is your hotel for the week.
Yep. This is an event.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And the other thing too is, so when Derek introduced Daughtry at the event center, he told me afterwards that being up on stage, and we've experienced this, when you're on stage, you've got all the lights, you can't really see much
mm-hmm.
as far as the crowd. When he mentioned that one of the groups of people that was at the show was the VIMP attendees, he heard us. He heard the roar from the VIP section. He heard the cheering. So that was pretty cool that we made that splash as well. So, yeah, thank you to everyone at the D, Golden Gate, Las Vegas Event Center, especially to Derek and Nicole. They are the best hosts in the world.
Yes.
And thanks again to Chuck and Hunter for their amazing planning and creativity and putting all this together and
mm-hmm.
letting us act like fools and be part of it. It's very, very rewarding to be part of it, and I'm glad that they let us latch on to their fun.
Yes.
And of course, everyone who attended, it was really great to see everybody again.
Yeah.
Got quite a bit of time to talk to people, which was fun.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
sure that there are people that we missed, and I know that there are a certain amount of people who kind of lurk in the background and aren't super comfortable coming up
mm-hmm.
and introducing themselves. That's cool too. We're glad
yeah.
you were there regardless of whether or not we had a chance to
right,
say
right.
thank you in person. But
and I apologize to anybody I talked to on Sunday or Monday because I was pretty much drained.
It's true. After the main event, all of a sudden it was like, oh, wow, that was exhausting in a good way, but still.
Right. I did not have the energy I had the first couple days.
Monday, my voice was gone too.
Yeah,
I was glad we had some time after the whole thing ended to, you know, have some vacation time, but I had no voice and I was just wiped out. And so anyway, thank you to everyone for the kind words. There were several people handed us some gifts, bought us drinks. Somebody picked up our tab at Dupar's. We don't even know who it is.
Right. That was so nice.
A couple people bought us meals. Thanks to Tom. Yeah. I ran into him one morning. I was getting hangover bagels after the main event, and he got those for us. Thanks to everybody who bought shirts and books and all that stuff. I do appreciate all the support there. So, yeah. I don't know. Any other thoughts on VIMF?
Oh, it was awesome. Let's do it again.
We're going to do it again.
After my liver recovers.
Yeah. So... next year, mid-October, that's the plan. Yep. I can't wait. It's going to be fun. Hopefully, we will see you there.
Yes.
If you were not able to make it, or if you were able to make it, or whatever, it's going to be a great time. Okay, so let's see. How should we do this? We've got a bunch of phone calls. I know we're not going to get through all of those. We've got some things to review.
Maybe let's save the reviews for next week.
All of them? Now, let's see. Let's do some phone calls.
Okay.
And then we'll touch on one or two things.
Okay.
And then we'll see where we go.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Michelle. This is Melanie.
Hey, Melanie. Hey.
AM, Tuesday morning. Getting ready to go for a run in my very favorite time of the day in Las Vegas. The sun is just starting to come up. A couple planets on the horizon. And 72 fabulous degrees. Perfect weather. Staying at the Cosmopolitan this time. We're in a wraparound suite with the wraparound terrace. It's corner suite, gigantic, amazing and beautiful and wonderful.
Love those rooms.
Yes.
I am staying with a friend who is really excited that it has a full kitchen, and it does. It has a fridge, stove, wine cellar, wine cooler. However, it doesn't have any utensils at all. Utensils, dishes, plates, cups, mugs, coffee mugs. It doesn't even have a coffee maker. So my friend who came from Boston... went out and bought a coffee maker. We're talking a 12-cup Mr. Coffee, ginormous. Put it on as a carry-on on the plane. So, yeah. Anyway, so she called down to get some utensils to get 6 items free. Every item following that is a dollar. So I think it's designed more for humongous parties.
Is it like a spoon a dollar, or is it a set of
people sleeping?
I'm curious how it works.
Conference classes. Anyway, the Starbucks at Aria does not open at 6 a.m. That's vital to some people, including me. There's no Starbucks or any coffee that I found here at
coffee drinkers are nuts.
I get up a lot earlier than everyone. So I'm on a coffee hunt, then I'm going for a run. Hope you have a great time in Pimp. Take care. Bye.
All right. We'll hear more from Melanie shortly. Always a pleasure to hear from you. Coffee drinkers are crazy. That is a business to be in.
Yeah, it is.
Because... every morning you see the lineup. People stand in line for half an hour to get their fucking coffee. It's amazing to me. It's much easier to be addicted to caffeine in another form.
Like Coke Zero?
Like Coke Zero, because you just go to a machine and 50 cents later or 75 cents later, you're okay, $1.25 later, you're taken care of. You can get it anywhere. No need to stand in line. Tastes the same everywhere. That is my advocacy for other forms of caffeine. It's probably not as strong as coffee.
No.
So that's why I have like 6 of them. And healthy, too.
Yeah.
And people are going, oh, that's why you got cancer. Okay. I don't really drink that many of them most days. But anyway.
I do understand the need for coffee.
You don't drink it every day, though.
No. I only have it a couple times a week because I become
crazy. It's probably more effective crazy. That way, though.
I become Max-like.
Oh, that's no good.
No.
Okay. Moving along.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, this is Brian from Missouri.
Hello, Brian.
My trip report from October 1st to October 4th. I was fortunate enough to stay at Mandalay Bay and got upgraded to go to the Delano.
Nice.
They asked me to upgrade to a corner suite for an extra $25 a day. And I thought that was going to be a pretty good deal, but it actually turned out to be pretty poor. The reason why is that, A, there's no iron or ironing board. The closet has absolutely, like, zero space. And so, really, anyone who asks for the upgrade to the corner suite, it's not that much bigger. The view's not that much better. just get the regular room and you'll actually get a lot more more bang for the buck out of the room. I was able to go to the Skyfall Lounge on the opening night. It was pretty quiet. They're still trying to kind of find their way. But I think it's going to be a really good place. Obviously, the view is fantastic. Didn't get a chance to see if they had modified the bathrooms or not. They were actually still under construction. But they have, the food was good, and the old-fashioned there is incredible. It's Ooh. Really perfectly balanced. And as a bourbon man, I think it was absolutely fantastic. Went to Della's, which used to be called The Cafe. I love their Huevos Rancheros there. One thing to watch out there, they have a thing that's called going green with regards to their water,
Uh-oh.
Which means they actually charge you for your glass of water
now. Oh, for fuck's
sake. Going green is really for money, not really for the environment.
Remind me about water when this call is
went
done.
Went to Giada's after multiple recommendations from this show, and I had the lemon pesto grilled cheese with prosciutto, which was delicious. But the service was a fucking disaster.
Bummer.
Absolute disaster. Everything from forgetting our order
oh, no.
to forgetting we even exist to not getting our drinks, all sorts of stuff. Really, I mean, food was good. It wasn't great. And it really just, the service makes it, I would never go back and I would actually implore people not to go.
That sucks.
Went to XS for bottle service because I did quite well at 10X Craps at the D the night before. I know you guys aren't really into the clubs, and but you know, bottle service for me is a good value. But one of the interesting things about this place is actually you can sit outside. So one of the things I really dislike about some of these other clubs is the fact that you can't hear yourself think because the music's too loud. But the fact that you could sit outside away from the dance floor, you could actually have a really relaxing conversation.
There you go.
You know, the booze helped, but the weather was really good as well. And really, it was a really nice, relaxing time. Love the book. Really keep up the good work. I appreciate it. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for the report. We do appreciate that.
Water.
Oh, okay. We fell victim.
Oh,
we yes. fell victim to the biggest fucking scam in, and it's not Vegas exclusive. It's upscale restaurants in general. The would you like sparkling water or still water?
They did not specify that still water was not
no,
tap water.
But that's how it works, and I knew it. And as soon as that, I knew it was going to happen. So the bottle of, we were at Gordon Ramsay's steak, which was delicious as always. But they bring the bottle of water. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. Which is just tap water in a fucking bottle. They're pouring that shit in the back. Mm. And
what about the sparkling? They've got a soda stream.
Yeah,
and
probably there's a soda stream. But as soon as you get the bottle, you're in for two bottles regardless.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you take a sip. If you take a sip out of your glass of water, they're going to
find
a way to...
They're immediately going to refill it.
Yeah, they're going to find a way to empty out that first bottle and bring you another one without asking, guaranteed.
Yep.
So, yes, we fell victim to that. And I think, how much were they? $9 each?
I don't know. You would know. $9 for a fucking bottle of water?
I think so.
Wow.
We're completely at fault. Well, you're at fault because you're the one who said.
Well, I said still, but I was assuming still was.
You got to say
not bottled.
That's the scam. It's okay.
All right.
It's okay. You only had one drink, so let's say the $18
okay.
for water was your second drink.
Thanks.
But yes, charging for tap water at Della's, that's a load of shit too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, water. You shouldn't have to pay, you know, unless you're getting, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, you've said it before, but the whole green thing.
Oh, it's such a load of crap. It has nothing to do with green. It's all about making more money saving money.
Because if it were more expensive to do it, no hotel would be going green.
Right. Yep. All right, next caller.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, Valerie.
Hello.
Calling to let you know we've just made our karma donation for Vimp.
Thank you for that.
So look forward to meeting you tomorrow. Yay!
Yay!
Bye. Oh, Valerie from California. Anyway, Bloody Mary girl. So meet you tomorrow.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us at Vimp. It was lovely to see you.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for the Bloody Mary recommendation. We did not take it this time, but
I know.
It is on the list. For the
there
future.
Were a lot of places we didn't make it this trip.
Oh my God.
But we were kind of, you know, we had for many, many of the days, we kind of had everything laid out for us.
Yeah.
I was lost after, that was the other thing too.
Right.
After Monday, all the official events ended, I'm like, I don't know where to go.
Right. Tell me where to be.
So used to having an agenda and specific places I needed to be at certain times.
But we did have a couple things scheduled on Monday. It was a little looser, though.
Yeah.
Because we had dinner reservations.
Yeah, that was about it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, you had your massage. Yeah. All right. Next up.
Hello, 500. Chris from Georgia. I am currently on my four-hour drive to the airport to get on a plane to fly 4 hours to Vimp. 2 days after our honeymoon, and the wife decided that she wanted to come. So she'll be joining us. Looking forward to it. We used Viator to book a tour on our honeymoon. It was wonderful.
Awesome.
The tour guide was great. I can't say enough good things about them. The app was easy to use, and we appreciate them supporting y'all. Anyway, looking forward to seeing everyone in about 8 hours. Cheers.
I hope your wife wasn't horrified by the whole scene at VIMF.
Yeah.
I could see how one would be if they're not used to used to the nonsense. But I ran into them at the tournament on Sunday morning, and she seemed to be having a good time.
Yay. Yes, good.
I believe
good.
So.
Yeah, I barely got to talk to him.
I know there are a lot of people we like. It was like in Pat. It's like there's blah 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 blah. Oh my god! But
I'm so glad you came for the festivities.
I don't think anyone's time was hampered by not getting a chance to hang out with us at all.
I agree.
I don't kid myself thinking that I'm adding anything to that scene.
No, me either. Like,
so that's all right.
I would probably add awkwardness.
I don't know. It was good to see you, Chris, and your lovely bride as well. All right, let's check in again with Melanie.
Hey, Michelle. Hey, Tim. This is Melanie Collin, Melanie from Colorado. Just a little bit of an update on our trip this week. We went to Latai last night. Outstanding.
Love that place.
Hit it during happy hour. Can't go wrong with the tajito. It's mojito. Some kind of Thai twist. It was refreshing. It was perfect. And we got the, what's it called, three-color
goddamn
curry.
Dogs.
Outstanding. But the real hit was the tom yum soup. Get it. Get the large. Get the shrimp. Oh, it was amazing. Haven't quite figured out parking ideal situation on Carson Street for Carson Street foods. I'm sorry, restaurants. This actually was on Fremont. We just, you know, did the old El Cortez Ballet, which is great, and that was fun. But if anybody has suggestions on In-N-Out parking on downtown, let me know. Usually when I'm downtown, I'm staying for a while. But anyway, we had a wonderful time. Highly recommend. Service was excellent. Our server's name was Jordan. He couldn't have been more than 20 years old, and we just were well taken care of. Again, I think I've mentioned this before, but the D still has a wonderful promotion. If you fly in on Spirit, keep your boarding pass, show up to their player's desk within 24 hours of landing, they give you $50 free play. So I think that's amazing. My flight cost $34 because I just brought a bag that goes under the seat in front of me. And that's it. $34 for the flight, $50 in free play. It's like I made $16 just coming to Las Vegas. So anyway, having a wonderful time at this conference. The D has all this tingly energy because VIMP is about to descend upon it and raise the fun bar even higher. Saw the little statue of the little kid, I guess kid, peeing in the fountain. It just, you can't walk by it and not smile. So make sure you see it. It really is funny. All right, guys, keep up the great work. Bye.
All righty. Thanks for the reminder on that Spirit Airline promotion. Probably one of the few good things about flying Spirit.
Yeah.
Yes. Fantastic. And yeah. What'd you think of the statue?
I liked it.
It was amusing.
Yeah.
And they had, for the first time, they had it adorned in clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun too. And I believe they've done a second outfit since then. Yes. I had to do the requisite photo where it looked like it was peeing in my mouth. I posted that on Twitter. It was amusing to me. I'm childish, if you hadn't already known.
Oh, I was a little bit aware.
Yeah. Okay, moving along.
Hey, Tim, Michelle. This is Matt from California.
Hey, Matt.
Sadly, on actually Thursday before VIMP, on my last day here, couldn't make it this time, but hey, still had a great Vegas-y time. Walking up and down Fremont right now, not in a creepy way, but kind of looking for you guys. I'll be running to you before I have to catch a flight tonight. Quick update before I give a more full trip report. For all you guys out there that are going to go to the Strip, and even though it's going to be too late, Chandelier Bar, best for cocktails, delicious, only available now on 1.5, and only when they're open. The other bars will not make it. I guess the farmer that grows those little Szechuan buttons can't provide enough of them. And we were talking to the waitress there, Heather, who's great. She was saying that when it's really busy and they're low on those little flowers, that the two minimum. So we had our two last night, but really, who can drink more than two of those? Anyway, so just thought I'd give out a little update. Only at 1.5 now, only when they're open. And some nights you might get stuck with only two of them. Anyway, hope to see you guys today. If not, I'm going to call back with a full trip report. Happy vimping. Bye.
All right. Thank you for the information. Yeah, sometimes they were willing and able to make it on the first level when 1.5 was not open. But
it's the verbena.
Yes.
I think you said Vesper, but it's the verbena.
Verbena.
Yep.
Delicious.
Yes. Vesper is a totally different thing.
It is a different thing.
It has gin.
It does have gin, which you're not a fan of.
I am not a fan of. It's not a fan of me either.
We did not have the verbenas this time, did we?
We did not.
Even though we drank at 1.5 briefly.
Yeah.
Not always, not necessarily an every trip kind of thing.
No.
I wasn't feeling it either. Yeah. But they are delicious, and I do enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next up.
Hey, Tim and Michelle.
Hello.
Love the show. It's Gordon from Indianapolis. I'm out here for VIMP. Came out a couple of days early and did a little touring beforehand, so that's what this is about. Went to the Shelby America Museum, and for, you know, if you're into cars like I am, that's a must-see. It's just amazing the amount of history inside there. Now, if you're not into cars at all, it'd be pointless. It's all about cars. And it's also the factory, so you can get to drool on the new stuff, too, which I don't suggest because they threw me out because I was drooling on one. But after that, met with Dr. Dave Thursday. We did a tour of Binion's, which is incredible, and I can't thank the man enough. I learned a hell of a lot, especially about the old Apache and the fact that they built a new cafe when they have one downstairs that makes any other cafe in downtown Las Vegas pale in comparison. I mean, you got brass roof with stained glass ceiling, and you open up some crappy little thing on the front floor that looks like it just came out of a strip mall. Who does that? I mean, you walk down these elegant stairs, wood paneling, granted the carpet's from 1965, but you just don't see this. And you really sometimes wonder what the hell people are thinking in Vegas that run these places. Oh, well. I'm at the Golden Gate here for VIMP, and I will talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, they shut down that coffee shop in the basement, I think around the same time, maybe a little earlier than they shut down the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And
the coffee shop had always gotten rave reviews.
Yeah.
The burger.
Cool space.
Yeah.
So then they expanded that little counter space they had on the casino floor, mm-hmm. and closed it and all that. And I think that they've got plans, or they have had plans for using that basement space for something else, but
they haven't done it
yet.
They
haven't done anything. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is there. But it is a shame that it's a cool wasted space for sure. All right. Thank you for that report. We do appreciate it. Next up.
Good morning, Tim and Michelle.
Hello.
This is Pat from Austin. A group of five of us are here in Vegas for a VIMP. We had some pre-VIMP fun. So on Wednesday, we went to the Neon Boneyard. All the lovely show, the lovely signs, and that sort of thing. And it was very wonderful, very enjoyable, a good way to start the vacation. On Thursday, we went to all-you-can-eat sushi. That was a little outside the Strip, over near Chinatown, called Jenga, if anyone ever wants to go there. It's very, very good.
I'm picturing the sushi being delivered in a tower, and you have to pull them off one at a time until it collapses, and then they take away all your food.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very filling, and I thought the price was very reasonable. So, and of course, an evening of drinking and frivolity and bacchanalness.
I like frivolity.
On Friday, we went to Love. I had already previously gone to see the show, but the rest of the crew had not. Everyone enjoyed it, and they had a good time. And we finished after the show, a lovely family dinner at Carmine's at the Forum Shops. Very wonderful. The food was just absolutely great. By this time, we were starting to get our drink on, and The family style meatballs and the chicken parmesan was just wonderful. Then after that evening, a group of us went to Frankie's Teak Room on Charleston. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. But here's a tidbit. You may want to go there not on a Friday. It was very, very crowded. It was clearly from people at Zappos. If that is your thing, to have a very crowded bar, that's great. But last time we were there, it was very cozy, and hardly anyone was there when we went there the previous time during the week.
Still didn't make it to Frankie's.
That's nope. What I would recommend is if you're going to go to Frankie's Tiki Room, make sure you go during the week and not on a Friday or the weekend. We then followed up to Atomic Liquors, and I know a lot of people have commented on it and recommended. Me, personally, I was looking for a nasty little dive bar, and it just seemed to have a lot of douchebags there.
I wouldn't really... Atomic's not a dive bar. I wouldn't classify it as that, would you?
I don't think so.
More like a neighborhood bar.
Yeah, more like a local.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
So, you try at least something once. By this time, we had our full drink on, stumbling around Fremont, and we decided to get some Pizza Rock pizza in our mouths to soak up the alcohol.
Very good place choice. To put it.
Everyone thought it was wonderful and great and tasty. And anyone who goes to Fremont should try it. Then we followed up with more drinking and gambling along the Fremont Strip. And it was all wonderful until around about 5 a.m. So today is Saturday, and we're just now getting ready for our lovely Vemp Day. So Tim and Michelle, hope to see you there. And you'll be expecting a call from me to report on Saturday and Sunday. You all have a wonderful day.
All right. Thanks for your report. We do appreciate it. Sounds like you had some enjoyable pre-vimp stuff. Since he mentioned, he was talking about Carmine's, and he said the magical word of meatball. Oh. I have to mention something.
Yes. Yes, you do.
We've talked many times about how much we love the Andiamo meatball at the D.
Mm-hmm.
A little tip. If you're not able to, or for whatever reason, don't make it to Andiamo, but you want some delicious meatball-y goodness.
Meatball action.
I had the meatball sandwich, the meatball sub at D Grill.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure it's the same meatball meat. It was the same meat. It tasted exactly the same. Oh, so fucking good.
Yeah.
It was amazing. So, you know, if you need to get that fix, that's another place you can do it.
Meatball sub, D-Grill.
Yep. It was so delicious. All righty. Next up.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Tina from Torrance, and I'm in Vegas. Day 2 of IMF. Hang in their liver. One more day to go.
We were all telling ourselves that.
I knew
throughout.
That. So my theme for the first few days was pacing.
Yes, you had the reminder on your phone.
And then it all went to hell Saturday.
But we knew it was all going to go to hell Saturday.
Oh, we did.
It was like, okay, we just need to make sure that we're in
good shape to perform.
Decent shape for the main event. And yes. After that, whatever happens, happens.
Yep, yep. Many things happened. Many fun things happened.
No regrets. Worth every minute of it. Next up.
I'm Honey and Anita Martini. This is Butler calling from the Golden Gate. I'm in town, and I don't even have to go back till tomorrow, so life is good. Anyway, this is my first day here, and I can easily see doing that again. I heard that the rooms were small, but I'm traveling solo anyway. It didn't really bother me. I've got everything I need. The only thing I could think of that didn't work was trying to get a warm shower in the morning was more difficult than trying to learn Pigou tiles. I just could not do it, and I don't think I was too hungover or my cognition wasn't what it should be, but all I could get was painfully hot. But I like it here.
Better than painfully cold.
Kicked off here, and I say hats off to everyone who contributed and especially who put it all together. It's clearly struck a chord with people. Looks like a big success to me. So yeah, we paraded from here to that god-awful pissing statue at the D. That was fun.
God-awful. It's hilarious.
This is just what makes me laugh, but We're walking down Fremont Street, and there's a sign at Four Queens that a couple of seconds later, I realize it says free pull, but just glancing at it, my brain told me that I saw a sign that said free pill, and I thought that could be an interesting promotion, maybe a mermaid-style thing, or the El Cortez, perhaps, but anyway, if you know anyone with clout in the casino business, feel free to suggest that. I think it's an interesting idea. So I end up at the D. I still like it there. I never actually played video poker at the View Bar before, but they do really good work there. And Bones Poker isn't even one of my favorite games, but I still like playing there. Only observation I have was that of all places downtown, at the D during the Michigan-Michigan State game, that one bartender at the View Bar is not going to be enough, especially when he has to get drinks for the cocktail servers. So everything else there was so well managed, I'm willing to believe there were circumstances at play, but that was a lot of Michiganians who needed beverages. Anyway, I also headed to their showroom to see the Aussie Hunks, but by the time I got there, they changed their name to Undercard, which confused me a little bit. I don't know if that was a Down Under type thing or what that was, but can't complain. Good show, nice folk, and y'all were there. Great. I thought you did really good there, and I hope that was fun to do. Anyway, I hope you're having a good trip. I'm still here and having a good time, and if anything else needs to happen, maybe I'll give you a call. Thanks.
What exactly did I rant about anyway?
Oh, many things.
So we had the rant on demand thing, and then you helped me out as well with a couple, you threw a couple on-demand rants because you have your running list of things that I bitch about around the house. I know I bitched about Texas. I remember that
particularly
part.
Particularly the toast.
Although our Texas friends weren't there to hear me bitching about their state.
No. But it was mostly the toast. It wasn't really...
Wow.
And I had some of that this morning.
I like to focus my... Yeah. There's a lot to say about Texas, so I just focused on the food.
I had French Texas toast this morning, and it was delicious.
Yeah, you did.
let's see. There's something about the way questions were posed on the Facebook group.
Oh yeah, I did a bitch about the Facebook group a little bit too.
But that's been awesome this week.
Facebook group, it's been
yes.
a lot of fun.
Oh my God, just watching, showing people posting pictures and stories.
Since you mentioned the Facebook group, even though it's we're still taking calls, the yeah. Facebook group post of the week is from Travis, who put together the most elaborate flowchart ever.
It's awesome.
To help people figure out where to stay in Las Vegas. It's ridiculous. And we'll post a link to it in the show notes if you haven't already seen it. It's been retweeted a bunch of times.
Norm Clark retweeted it. It's fabulous. It's just so great.
I
can't say enough good things.
I'm lazy, so I didn't read the whole thing. But I just, the scope of it, I was like, well, this took a lot of time. Mm-hmm.
I read most
silly.
Of it. There are a lot of little call outs and.
I have to go back and look at it in detail, but yeah. I appreciate the labor of love that Travis put into that. So I will, we'll link to that in the show notes.
Yep. I'm trying to think what else. There were some food related things as usual.
I kind of black out once I get up there and I don't know.
You were on a roll though.
It was fun.
I just sat back and let you do your thing.
I felt like it wasn't as awkward as last year. Maybe, I don't know. I didn't get into it with any Blondie fans this year like mm-hmm. I did last year when I was booed. I do feel like I went after that one guy, and I don't even know who it was, but I don't remember exactly what the deal was. I don't know. Anyway.
It was all good fun.
I didn't even know I was doing that until like 2 days before. And Chuck said, hey, you're
going to do your rant on demand?
Okay. Tell me where to be. I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'm a dancing monkey for you, Chuck Monster. Most people, I say, I'm not your dancing monkey.
Yep.
Chuck says, dance. I say, how high? Which is really confusing for everybody because that's not really how it works, but... All right, next up.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, what's up?
What's up?
Guys, I wish you were here hanging out with me. This is Hashi McHasherton, chilling with y'all. You guys are super fucking cool. Except, Michelle, you were a little drunk, but, you know.
A little?
Who isn't? Am I right? So, first of all, Vegas rules. Second of all, use all the sweet things that I've done today. Took some shots with Lobo. Well, one Lobo. His name was Smiley. The second, we did some hookers as well. Third, we texted, oh, dude, Tinder is full of hookers. by the way, she didn't know. So if you're into that. Then we started a fire in our hotel room, and then the maintenance guy came and was like, yo, I gotta put out this fire. We giant beer ponged it. Gold Spike. Hashtag Gold Spike. Hashtag drink all your booze. Then we went to the Dog Tree concert, except that was last night, though. Dude, that was last night. Hashtag drinking. Hashtag only live once.
Wow.
Fireball shots. Hey, damn.
Yeah.
It was nice to meet you, brah. All right. We gotta go, but you guys rule. Talk to you later.
I have no idea.
Good talk.
Okay, one more from her.
Hey, Kim and Michelle, I totally forgot to tell you guys. This is a super big update. By the way, this is Ashley McAshatine again. I got neuroplexia. Dude, my arm doesn't work. My right arm doesn't work. That's all I thought you guys should know.
Okay. Well, somebody had a good time at VIMF.
Yes.
Wow. I met that person. I don't know who.
Mm-hmm. The voice sounds familiar. Oh my God, dog.
Hey, knock it off. Dog is trying to rip apart some stuff. Oh, all right. I think we're going to hold the rest of the calls for next week. We still have a bunch more, but we'll get to them next week. Yep. Let's talk about something before we go. Let's see. We got some review stuff. Should we talk about cabbing it versus Ubering it?
Sure.
We decided to do a little kind of investigation. No, it wasn't an investigation. We decided to take both cabs and Uber during our trip to kind of compare and contrast the experience. Thought that would be a fun little thing. So we took cabs a couple times, mainly to and from the airport. And then we took Uber a couple times when we were getting around between locations. And so pros and cons to both. But
yes.
The cabs obviously are right there for you. You don't have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Thing with Uber, well, let's just talk about cabs first. Okay, so we did get long hauled.
God, yes.
This is ridiculous. So we were going from Golden Gate at the end of our... Max is trying to destroy everything right now. Are you going to kill him?
There is a toy right here. He's a toy.
He is a jerk. So at the end of our trip, we were going from Golden Gate to the airport. And we got in the cab... And told the woman who was driving, no freeway, because it is quicker if you just go down Paradise. We just said surface streets. Just want to take city streets.
And we were assuming like Maine to Paradise.
I just figured Strip.
Yeah.
Strip, Paradise.
Even Strip would have been fine.
So we went down the Strip, which was fine. And then we got to Resorts World, where they're doing a tiny bit of construction. They're working on the garage, by the way. So we got to Resorts, right after Resorts World, and she took a right toward the freeway, went across the freeway, and then took whatever the service road is on the other side of the freeway, did that to Tropicana, and then went down Tropicana to the airport.
Yeah.
And
so don't take the freeway, man. Take all the side streets.
Near the freeway. So I called her out. Once we got to Tropicana, I'm like, hey, this is ridiculous. And she's like, you said no, that's because you said don't take the freeway. And I said, yeah, but that doesn't mean take the longest non-freeway route.
Right.
So anyway, we got to the airport and we got our bags and it was $35 on the tab. And I gave her $25 and I said, this is what I'm giving you. If you don't like it, we can stand here and wait for the taxi cab authority to sort it out. And she got it all huffy and jumped in her vehicle and pulled off.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck
we made
you, lady.
Sure we got our bags first. I'm like, we're getting our bags because this woman will take off with them, no doubt.
I took pictures of her license too.
Yeah.
While we were still in the cab.
Yeah. But,
so anyway, the long hauling thing, obviously we've talked about it and everybody else has reported on it. Still happening in full. You have to be so super fucking specific.
You do.
I really need
to give
you directions.
Yeah. But apparently I do.
So that happened.
But the guy we had who picked us up at the airport, so nice.
He was decent.
He was, yeah.
Yep. So yeah, he was fine.
Yeah, we shot the breeze a little bit and he took us a very nice, direct way.
Yep. So then we Ubered twice, and the first time, so here's the problem with Uber. I like it. I'm going to use it a lot.
Yeah.
The issue with it is that Las Vegas locals don't know where the fuck they're going. And I don't really blame them if they're not Ubering because,
right,
you know, they don't spend a lot of time on the strip.
Avoid the touristy areas, which I don't blame them at all.
So we were at Golden Gate and we were going to the strip. We were going to Paris. And I saw the guy drive by. We were standing in the valet area where the taxis drop off and pick up. And it said, you know, what kind of car he'd be driving. Very nice BMW. And I saw him go by, and I saw it on the little map, and I'm like, there he goes. He didn't know how to get into the parking lot. It's not that complex.
No.
And then he canceled because he couldn't figure it out. So then I said, okay, I'll request another driver, and it was the same driver that requested because he was nearby. And then I sent a text message to him saying, we're by the taxi cab drop-off, enter the parking lot from Main Street, and blah, blah. And then he called a second later. He goes, wait, you're a Main Street station? I said, no, we're at Golden Gate. You have to enter from Main Street. And then he pulled in. And then from then on, it was fine. It was great.
Yep.
So we were going to the strip. We were going to Paris. And he, both the times we were using Uber, they were using Google Maps to tell them where to go. Mm-hmm. He clearly had no idea where Paris was. We got to about Venetian, and I could see him, like, craning his neck to look to see, like, he knew that the Eiffel Tower was there, but he couldn't see it yet. So he was, but, you know, we figured it out. We got there in an efficient route.
Yeah.
And the price, I don't remember what we paid, but the pricing was better than a cab ride would have been. So, you know, it took a couple minutes because of the confusion there. And we heard from some other people who used Uber. It was a similar thing that the drivers don't really know where they're going. Mm-hmm. So expect that for a little while until the drivers get familiar with the area. But otherwise, it was a good experience, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
I enjoyed the Uber experience. And
yeah, I think once they get a few things smoothed out where people get a little more familiar with the pickup and drop-off points, then it'll be fine. Oh,
the other thing to know. So then the second time we took it, we were
At Cosmo,
and they have a little spot that says ride-sharing. It's just like a taxi sign, but it's ride-sharing.
But not all the drivers know that.
The drivers don't know where it is. So, but when he came in, he called, and we saw him, and we waved him down. And but while we were standing there, there was a limo driver. The valets and the cab drivers and the limo drivers hate Uber because obviously it's
stealing their business.
Yeah.
Or not stealing, but it's cutting into their business.
So like the doormen don't get their $2 tips because they're not doing that.
That's right.
So there's right across from where we were standing, there was a limo driver. I don't know if you picked up on it. He's like, where are you going? I'll take you there. And I just ignored him.
Oh, I didn't pick up on that at all. Yeah.
And then people were like, the like doormen were totally like giving us dirty looks for even standing there. And then
I was oblivious to
and
this.
And then right before the car pulled up, a cab pulled up and pulled up almost in front of where the car was parking, almost like to try to block our access to
That's
it.
That's a little shady.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. Yeah. So.
You know what?
Fuck them.
I'm team Uber because after that fucking long hauling bullshit.
Which isn't a surprise because
it's not a surprise. It's. I mean, I feel bad for people like the guy who picked us up at the airport, who was very nice and very honest and took us the way he was supposed to.
I said it before, the five honest cab drivers are getting a bad deal because...
Exactly. That's, yeah. But you know what? Fuck long hauling.
So there you go. Yay, Uber.
Yeah.
So yeah, still a few bugs to work out, but it's getting there.
Yeah. And they don't take you to the airport yet.
You know what? So that's the thing. They can't pick up at the airport yet, but it's coming. They just got approval. And they can. There's confusion amongst the drivers on whether or not they can drop you off there.
Okay.
So some of them will do it and some of them won't. So, but it's coming either way very soon because they just got approval for their business license from the county and blah, 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 blah. So we'll.
If I can just get in a vehicle and not get attitude about taking the tunnel, it would be worth it to me.
And I like the whole. I like it. I don't have to worry about paying. It's just automatic and all that. I like all that stuff. I like the way it works.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got a bunch of other stuff to talk about, which we will do next week. And we'll get caught up on phone calls and reviews and all that stuff. In the meantime,
I'm a little wound up. I don't know if it's the long hauling revisit.
Or
even
the dog.
The dog is, oh my God. Oh my God.
Well,
we love him, but he's a little high maintenance today.
Before we go, we have our Amazon.com listener purchase of the week, which is the Lux Bidet Toilet Attachment. It's kind of a
Tell me more about this, please.
It's like a low-tech version of the Total Washlet.
Hey, hey.
But the thing is, once you've experienced the Total Washlet, I don't think you want the low-tech version.
No.
It's $48, but same kind of concept. Anyway, I'll link to that in the show notes. If you're going to buy something on Amazon, please use our link. It helps support the show, and you don't have to pay anything additional, and we do appreciate it. All right. Some karma donations this week. We have monthly recurring karma donations that came in from Mike, Dr. Vonks, and Chris from Missouri.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks to all of you. We do appreciate the continuous support of our show.
Was this the same Chris from Missouri we just ran into a few days ago?
It was indeed.
Yay.
Nick and Michelle, who were at VIMP with a karma donation.
Yay. Thanks thank you. Them.
We do appreciate it.
We hung out a little bit. That was fun.
Had a lovely chat. They also are boxer owners and had a lovely chat about the trials and tribulations of owning these beasts. Baccarat Guy wishing us a vimptastic trip. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We did have a vimptastic trip. Pete and Donna, contribution to the VIMP Recovery Fund.
Yay,
We did see them. I saw them at VIMP.
Yes, I walked with them during the parade a little
bit. Awesome.
Yeah.
Adam, a.k.a. Vegas Fanboy, with a VIMP drink on him donation.
Thank you. I hope you can make it next year.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Val, who we heard from a little while ago with a pre-VIMP karma donation.
Yay.
Thank you for Roland and Kathy with
We ran into them multiple times.
I know.
It was fun.
It was a VIMP / anniversary karma donation.
Yay.
We actually ran into them. They were having their anniversary dinner at Gordon Ramsay's steak right as we were wrapping up.
At the next table.
Yep. Nice to see them.
Yes.
Marcy with a VIMP Virgin karma donation. I ran into Marcy.
I did too.
During my, we saw her at our, when I was having my Wonka run. At Four Queens.
Yeah.
So, oh my God, dog. So I'll talk about that next week. I had quite a tremendous run on a Wonka machine at Four Queens and ran into Marcy there. So that was very nice to see you and glad you could witness my one little piece of great luck during the trip. Guillermo said, hey, have a great time at VIMP. It was a sports bet and Baccarat karma donation.
Thank you.
Dustin, who I believe is in Vegas now, said he was going to Vegas on October 22nd for four nights at Aria with his wife and a group of friends. This is bad taste. We are as excited as Lamar Odom going to the Love Ranch. Too soon? Probably. Thank you for that. And he thanked us for our recommendation for Not Your Father's Root Beer. And if you don't like it, you're probably a communist, he said. All right. Thanks, Dustin. Karen with an early karma donation for the Las Vegas half marathon trip.
Yay.
Thank you for that. We do appreciate it.
Yes.
And finally, Robin, who was at VIMP. One of the best Vegas trips ever, he said. Great job as usual.
Thank you.
Glad you had a good time. It was
great seeing you there.
All right. As always, 500bymidnight.com is the website. You can find our links, our Amazon and Viator links there and other stuff. Of course, I have to mention I'm still shilling books.
Are you now?
If you have not yet purchased the Las Vegas Guide. What the fuck is my book called?
The Outsider's Guide to Las Vegas.
Please do. It's available at lasvegasoutsidersbook.com. It's available on Amazon as well. 500gmail.com is the place to send us Dear Tim and Michelle questions if you'd like. You can find us both on Twitter. I am 500. She is Anita Martini. And, of course, our voicemail line available to you anytime, day or night, is 702-866-9494. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us about your fun experiences at VIMP or during your other trips or whatever Vegas-y things you have to talk about. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.